after.
I'm hoping to.
All right, now, you're in town, and you're doing a whirlwind deal. I know that we appreciate you making some time to join us here on the ticket.
Yes.
We're a sports station.
Okay, sports.
Yeah.
I figured.
I figure you got to be.
But we're all huge Will Ferrell fans, so it makes total sense for you to be on the station.
So you guys are sports, Drive Time Sports. Dallas, big sports town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's happening in the world?
Somehow we're being interviewed by Will. I don't know how this happened.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, please.
How's Lamar doing on the Mavericks?
Everybody's kind of sick of
him. Better now, back tanking again, I think.
Okay. Because he is a great player.
Yeah, just not
somewhere
for us.
Somewhere there's a great player, yeah. We just hadn't really seen it in Dallas yet.
Now, do you follow the whole Kardashian deal?
Bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Bits and pieces.
Do you have a preference as to which one you think's the hottest?
I like the mom.
See,
I'm the only
here.
One who
same
likes
here.
The mom. No,
and
I think she's hideous.
I'm kind of a fan of the Jenner guy, too. He's probably the most feminine right now.
I'm just all Bruce. I'm all about Bruce.
All right, Will, you're in town. You're talking about a particular film. Tell us about this film.
It's one of the crazier films I've ever done. It's called Casa de mi Padre. It's entirely in Spanish. This is not a joke. It is a movie. For the longest time, I had this idea of putting myself in a Spanish language film and building a comedy around it. So we did it, and it's subtitled in English. I speak Spanish the entire movie. And the joke isn't that I speak Spanish poorly. I've actually worked with a translator for about 6 weeks prior to filming, and every day during filming, and so my accent is pretty decent, and I'm surrounded by an entire Latino cast, and it's crazy.
Georgia, I've seen this movie. It's, mm-hmm. it's very funny because it also is a parody of a particular kind of genre.
It's like a parodying telenovela meets like a bad Mexican spaghetti western.
Right.
It's kind of the themes there, yeah.
And you get to see the Will Ferrell mud flaps once again in a movie.
Even if it's in Spanish, he has to be shirtless or naked at some point.
My mud flaps aren't the ones that you think they are.
What do you mean?
Because there's an obvious male bottom and a female bottom.
Right. Yours was the female bottom?
Mine's the one that looks like a female. Yeah.
Will Ferrell joining us in
beautifully
studio.
Beautifully curved and lightly shaved.
I'm impressed that you can do a movie in Spanish all the way through.
It was tough to do, but I pulled it off, yeah.
Did you know what you were saying, or did you learn it by rote?
No, I knew, we had translated the script from English to Spanish to begin with, and I know enough Spanish to kind of follow along. So I knew what I was saying, but if I couldn't improvise in Spanish, and anyone threw a line differently at me, I would just listen and...
You just show your buttocks. Yeah. You just panic and... Right.
Cut to the hindquarters.
You know, we all are huge fans of you here. It's a very guy station.
Okay.
Your movies play very well with us and everything.
With the dudes.
With the dudes. But we were just talking. I think my favorite work of yours is Elf.
Oh, thank you.
I thought you were flipping brilliant in that thing.
Oh, thank you.
And it's funny to me and my level.
Right.
It's funny to my kids. Of course, that's probably about the same level.
The girls back there are giving you a thumbs up.
Are
on
they?
That, Georgia.
Yeah. You were just great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was. I mean, it's such a special movie, and it's always so interesting because you really never know when you set out on these. I think anyone who says, "Oh, we knew right away we had a hit," is lying. They have no idea. And here I am. I just left Saturday Night Live, and I'm running around New York City in a pair of tights dressed as an elf, which, by the way, in New York, no one notices.
No one really
bats an eye. But I thought to myself, oh, this could be my last movie.
And we ask each other all the time, did you hear that? That's one of our big phrases.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, after a really loud noise, we can't help but ask each other.
But it's kind of incredible that it's kind of, become this holiday classic, and who would have known?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite among your films, one that's special to you?
You know, I just feel lucky that I've had such a great time working on so many of these, and we had so much fun doing Talladega Nights. Step Brothers was
awesome.
A blast. But the one that, if I have to circle one, it's probably Anchorman, because that took us. I mean, we got 10 studios saying no in one day. I mean, it took us about 3 years to get that made for anyone to even listen to us, and now that it's kind of grown to be this cult classic just makes us laugh. Yeah.
And you've done some serious stuff too. What's the name of the film that you did where Oh, it's a serious one that came up like about 5 years ago.
Well, I kind of the two that people bring up are Stranger Than Fiction.
Yes.
And then last year I had a movie come out called Everything Must Go, which was a smaller kind of indie movie. But those are kind of the two more serious movies. And that's always fun to kind of dip your toe into that.
How do people respond? How does the Will Ferrell fan respond when all of a sudden you're doing something serious?
They hate it. Yeah.
See, I haven't seen those, and I have a hard time taking you seriously. Yeah. I don't take that as an offense, but I just look at you.
I take offense at that.
I think this interview's over.
No, don't be offended. I think you're funny. You're always funny to me.
It's a different, it's a bit of a curveball for the audience to kind of accept you in a different way, but I've gotten great feedback, and I've had a lot of people come up and say, you should do more of that. So we'll see. But I'm comedy is my first love.
You know who he's worked with, Giorgio, that you hate?
I don't hate anybody, but who?
You hate Woody Allen. You hate
I hate his impersonation of him. I don't hate Woody Allen.
You could be like Kirk of God over here with a polo mallet. You know?
Oh, good. This is your impersonation.
You just transformed, by the way.
Did you see that? Yeah. Did you notice how it wasn't me anymore?
It wasn't you anymore.
Wait, let's do Harry Carey with...
No, shut up.
In stereo?
Yeah. So Woody... We have a pitcher here in Dallas that always does fake Harry Carey, drives everyone nuts. Derek Holland is his name.
Anyway, Derek Holland.
Woody Allen, does he ever talk to anybody on the set, or is he like so, he's so quiet
he's kind of in his own world. My one Woody Allen story is that the first day I met him and I thought, I'm not going to be intimidated by him. Because it's Woody Allen, you know, his films have shaped American comedy. And I thought to myself, I'm not going to be nervous around him. If I feel like being doing a joke with him, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to force the issue. So, he came up to me. He's like, I hope you like the script. Thank you for doing this. And I'm like, oh yeah, especially all the car chases. Nothing.
Oh my God. Nothing. What are you doing, Will?
Just stared back at me.
Stop it.
And he just went, uh-huh. Anyway, and then at the end of, we were doing this camera test where they put you on film to see how the wardrobe looks and all this stuff like that. And at the end of it, I leave and I kind of give him a wave goodbye, and he comes running over to me. He's like, yes, is this something you want to know? I'm like, oh no, I was just saying goodbye, but while I have you, can I get $5 for parking? And again, stone face.
Oh my gosh.
So those were my two attempts at joking around with him. And then I thought, I'll just shut it down.
And you haven't done a film with him since.
No.
See, maybe that proves Woody Allen is not funny if he doesn't think Will Ferrell is funny.
Oh, Woody Allen's funny. He just
see? Right there.
I know you're getting support.
I can't say that.
But I can. Yeah. So I said it for you. There we go.
Okay.
Are you the America's new Woody Allen? Do you want to start?
We just said he's funny. That's the problem.
Do you have any desire to be like an auteur, like everything's stem to stern, Will Ferrell, write, direct, star?
That's just, I'm way too lazy to do all that. I've written five movies, or co-written, and writing's always a great way to obviously create brand new characters and kind of shape how the movie's going to be. And I produce a little bit now, but directing, I don't know, you know, cause you have to make decisions on the colors of someone's tennis shoes, and who cares really?
Right.
And there are people who really do care about that. And so there's so many small micromanaging things you have to do as a director. I think it would drive me crazy.
And before we let you go, your experience with Dallas, how much time have you spent in this city? Not
18 hours.
That's it?
13 hours.
In his life.
No, this is my third or fourth time to Dallas. I once spent a week here as a kid visiting family friends.
You had family that lived here?
I had family friends who lived here. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And in like the middle of July.
And that fun?
That was a great one.
Oh, that was a great time.
108 outside.
Yeah.
Sweating your balls off.
Right, pretty much. Yeah. Well, I don't even know if I had balls at that time.
It hadn't dropped.
I was 10. I was 10 years old. Yeah.
Withdrawn into your own body cavity.
Yeah.
Well, we're told the Lady Gaga record is almost out on our sister station, so I guess you have to go over there.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, you can stay here if you want.
Is Lady Gaga here?
No.
No.
We could just blow them off and I could stay here.
No, that'd be great.
Right?
All right. When's the film open?
March 16th. So next weekend, it's kind of more of a limited indie release. So it's only on 375 screens. So if you like it,
call you.
Use
what do we do? Text you? What do you want?
Yeah, Just go. Just use social media to talk about it.
Right. I don't know if Dallas is a good market. There's not a lot of Spanish speakers.
No, it's
a problem.
We almost pulled the movie from this market. Yeah.
All right. It's a great Will Ferrell. Thank you so much for having us. Good luck to you.
That's Will Ferrell.
Funny bit at the Oscars too. That was funny. Symbol's funny.
Oh, and stop doing bits with Matthew McConaughey. No. That guy's a beating.
That is the great Will Ferrell, ladies and gentlemen. 9:43 on the ticket.
Hey guys.
Hi, I'm Greg Shea, General Sales Manager.